Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And we got a great second hour for you. And actually, a little bit of a change in our scheduling. We usually have our interview at the bottom of the hour. But today, we're going to have it at the top with our man who has the music. That's right. NBA champion. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA sharpshooter, the one, the only, Mr. Eddie House. What's up, man?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you guys doing?
We are great, brother. Great to have you on. And obviously the team that you cover and that you played for and won the championship with in 2008 is playing the Milwaukee Bucks right now. It's early in the second quarter, but Milwaukee right now getting the best of the Celtics. Up 41-23, but the Celtics have the best record in the league. They've been playing great basketball, so I'm not going to just focus on this game. Overall, what are you seeing from them that you like and that tells you that they could be poised to win the championship?
It's one word that comes to mind. It's resiliency. I think in the previous years, you know, these guys were young. But now they're older. They've been in the league 7-8 years. Even though they're age-wise, they're young. But league-wise, they're real vets. They've been in conference championships. They've been to the finals, and they fell short. And I said this on air last night after the game against Minnesota. I said I believe it was their best win of the season. They were down in the fourth quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, they were losing. They weren't playing great basketball on either side of the ball. But in that fourth quarter, their defense came to play. They started playing defense. Jason Tatum was on Edwards at times. Jaylen Brown dug in and took the challenge on Anthony Edwards. and then they just were moving the basketball. I thought that they moved the ball, and then they found the matchups that they liked, where before I thought that they might have fell in love with the three and tried to shoot their way back in the game. Mm-hmm. Now they're playing their way back in the games as opposed to trying to shoot their way from the three back into games.
Well, to your point, they're second in the league in defensive rating. We all knew they could play offense. And last year, you know, they were a little bit more offense. They still had a good defense last year. But tell me about, do you see better defense this season or a commitment to that, and why is it better? And also the growth of Joe Mazzulla, who really, you know, got questioned a lot last season.
Well, I'll start with Joe. Let's talk about being thrown into the fire. That was literally what happened to him 3 days before training camp opens up. They're saying, hey, you got to be the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Now, you've not prepared. You don't know how to prepare. And he had to go through last year to understand what it takes to be a coach. You don't know unless you're in that seat. And then I thought he did a fantastic job with – hiring Sam Cassell and Charles Lee and getting a staff around him and that do things great that he doesn't do well. To acknowledge the fact that, hey, I have some deficiencies and I need to cover that up by finding some guys that can help me that's better at doing these things that I'm not so great at. So I think that humility, number one. And then number two is I think the guys understand exactly where he's coming from. And it is a mindset of he always speaks on mindset. And I think they have that. And you look at the players that they have where now Jalen says he wanted to be all NBA at the beginning of the season, and he's playing hard defense. He's doing it by example, not just lip service. Jason, the same way. I think that game against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they gave up 40 points in the third quarter. They lost that quarter 40-15. But in that fourth quarter, Jason Tatum cut Shai Gilgeous-SGA's water off. It was tough sledding for him in that fourth quarter, but the damage had already been done. But the fact that you see that, so when your leaders are leading by example and they're going out there playing hard, it's hard for the role players not to go out there and give it their all. And let's not forget that Derek White is who Derek White is defensively. We all know what Drew Holiday brings defensively. And Porzingis, on the flip side of everything, as much people talk about his rebounding, and he's not that physical. He's been a great rim protector and a basket deterrer at the rim for this team. So I think it's just a combination of everybody believing it's mixing at the right time, being a young team, becoming a veteran team, and understanding exactly what you have to do to win because you went through the rigors and haven't quite got there yet.
Let me ask you about the Clippers. I was at the game last night. Kawhi Leonard got the new contract, got cashed out. I think it's an easy business decision. Obviously, they're opening up a new building. Kawhi's been healthy this year. I know he's missed a few games, but played, what, 27 in a row, Chris? Was that the number?
Yeah.
It was something like that.
And 32 or 36,
which is incredible for him considering what's happened the last 3 or 4 years. But just the Clippers in general, a lot of people, I know you were one of them, didn't know how it was going to fit, but they look like they're going to be in the mix in the West, right? I mean, when you consider them, definitely if everything kind of goes right, they'd have a great shot to come out of the West if Denver falters.
Yeah, if you look at them, I think that they'll be right there for a number of reasons. That for one, the number one reason is they probably have top two, top three wing defenders in this league. When you talk about their length, their physicality, what they're able to do defensively, they could switch a bunch of – they could switch if they need to. And then you got Paul George who could score throughout the game and be a closer if he needs to. But we know that Kawhi is the main closer. But we know what James Harden brings to the table. But I think what gets lost in the wash and what they're doing is the greatness of Ty Lue, number one, but also the selflessness of Russell Westbrook. Recognize, and I think that was big time, to recognize, like, hey, man, I don't need to be a starter. Let me come off the bench. It will prove better for this team if I come off the bench, let James do his thing, and you could play us together in spurt minutes and not long periods of time. So you got to give credit to professionals. And that's one thing that when great players come together, if they do have high basketball IQs and not just talent, they figure ways out to make it work and make it happen. And that's what we're seeing right now.
No, I totally agree. I think the Westbrook decision to go to the bench, some people wonder if it really was his decision. Even if it wasn't, Eddie, him accepting it and not having bad body language and not complaining, like, that was huge. I think that was the key. Because we all knew that the other three could play well together because Harden can be a great point guard when he wants to. And so I thought that was huge. I agree with you on that. You got a good look at Minnesota the other night. Like you said, great game against the Celtics. Celtics edged them in a really close one. The question I think people are wondering, and it's the same with OKC, but I want to focus on Minnesota, is are they for real? Like, they got a great record, best in the West right now, but are they a team that you look at and say, you know what? They gonna be tough in the play. Like they could push Denver in the West.
Believe what your eyes see, okay? A lot of times we don't want to believe what we're looking at, and this is a young emerging team. Anthony Edwards, special talent. Jaden McDaniels, he defends. They're the number one team defensive rating, right? It's not by accident. So the one thing that got to catch up to that defense is their offense, and Anthony Edwards is a hell of a player. I know Gobert wasn't there last night, but when I was watching that game, and besides in the fourth quarter and overtime, when we were able to, the Celtics were able to take specific matchups and get the specific matchup they wanted. The course of that game, it was tough sled. It was hard for them to get anything easy. Now, they made shots. It was hard for them to penetrate the paint. They weren't really getting rebounds. They got beat up in points in the paint in the first half. But this is a real team. It's like, okay, so everybody wants to doubt and say, hey, is Minnesota real? But then not look at the Lakers and say, you know what, the Lakers might not have a shot. Because of LeBron and AD, you say, they do. But right. Your eyes don't tell you that. With your eyes, watch the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I've seen them a couple times. Actually, I've seen them. I've watched them play about 8-9 games, okay, and that's the truth. Twice against the Celtics, and the rest of the time just going through the NBA league pass and checking them out because I'm a fan of Ant Edwards. I like what he does, a supporter of what he does, how they hoop. They're real.
Did Anthony Edwards get a job? Chris and I thought he should have been the Rookie of the Year. Chris and I didn't think Melo played enough games. Chris, you remember that?
He was
splashy and all that, and he had a really good year when he was playing. But now, I think when you look now at Anthony Edwards, I think people missed a boat on him.
Yeah, and that happens because of people get enamored by certain things, and Melo splashed the hell out of the league. Yep. I mean, box office. And I mean, you talk about a walking star. He's a star. He moves like a star. He walks like a star. He acts like a star. He plays like a star.
He just don't win like a star.
Right.
You know, well, and tell me what star by themselves won. You know, it takes a while. And what star came right into the league winning that didn't have help? So at the end of the day, that's really where it lies. But Anthony Edwards is a straight killer. I had an opportunity watching this summer against Puerto Rico in Vegas. And most of the times when those guys come back from playing for the country, they go to another level because they're surrounded by stars the whole time, and they're forced to battle against stars. And sometimes guys come out and they're regular, but then every one of them seem a little better. Then some guys come out and they take a huge jump. And Anthony Edwards has taken a giant leap in this game. I really enjoy watching him play basketball.
Nah, there's no doubt about it. Do you think Indiana? I mean, they play some tough teams. Tough. And I know they're without Tyrese Halliburton right now. But how good do you think they are? I know they don't have the greatest record, but they look like they could be a dangerous team.
They just don't play enough defense. The rim protection is not there. I think the Lakers exposed how to beat the Indiana Pacers, and that was pound the paint. Think about that game in the tournament. It was 86 points in the paint and 27 free throws, and they only scored 113 total points. But all of it, so they showed the recipe. And then the game after that, Milwaukee played them, and Giannis, I think that was the game where Giannis had the was chasing the ball. You know what I mean? Yeah. He dominated the paint. And that, to me, is the one thing that they have to get right, and I don't see how they get that right.
It almost looks like they don't even – like they've conceded. We're not really defending. We're just going to try to outscore you. That's how it really looks.
Well, that's not going to work. I played on a team like that with the Suns, and that's never going to work in the league. It's going to be splashy. It's going to look good. It's going to win you some regular season, a bunch of regular season games, actually. And it's going to sell a lot of tickets and jerseys. But what it's not going to do is put you in a position to hoist the championship because you're going to have to get stops. You can't outscore everybody.
How about the Golden State Warriors? What did they lose by, 38 points last night? Or was it 36 or 38?
Yeah, they got mollywopped.
What is happening there?
That's what's happening.
We always talk about falling off the cliff, the wheels coming off. But my goodness, just give me your synopsis of what's happening there. And even Steve Kerr seems so frustrated and irritated. I mean, I watch him now in the press conferences. He seems like a different guy.
Well, when you're losing, and Pat Riley told me this, it's winning and misery. So when you're winning, you're happy. And you're winning. But when you're losing, it's misery. And if you're not winning, you're miserable. And that's what's happening over there. And also, as far as Steve Kerr, but, you know, Clay is just – I don't think Clay has that confidence. You know, and Clay has spurts.
How do you play that many years and have that much success and lose your confidence?
Well, when you blow out an Achilles and you blow out your knee and then you try to come back and play the same way and then you have glimpses – a couple games here and a couple games there where you are yourself and you feel like that, you continue to chase that. I think Clay's has to change his game and how he plays. He's not that same player right now. Now, you know, and he's getting older. So that hurts. Wiggins is not showing up. That hurts. Nah, Chris Paul Wiggins just got hurt. Struggling. That hurts. The only one that I felt like has been constant, been consistent, is Steph Curry. He's the only guy. You only can ride him so much, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that is the problem. They have they mortgaged their future. You know, they got rid. They made some draft picks. Not didn't pan out for them. They mortgaged their future for the right now, and they got a championship out of it. You know, right. They did get a championship in 2022, but this is the repercussions of those actions. And also, I think not having Draymond out there, as much as he had all of the antics and stuff like that, he could cost the team. He also helps them get a lot of wins because their offense predicated with the dribble handoff, the backdoor cuts, his basketball IQ, his ability to switch and things like that. Just not being there is tough, and we've seen it. Like, he needs to be out there, but he needs to be in his right mind, and it sounds like he is. And I'm hopeful to see him coming back and for this team to get back because we need Steph Curry in the playoffs. That's fun. I'm sorry.
That's our man, Eddie Howes. So great stuff, as always, brother. We appreciate you.
Right on, man. Take care, guys.
Yep, more Eye Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Instead, move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. All right. The big story of the day, still of the day, is Bill Belichick stepping down or parting ways, I should say, with the New England Patriots. And I do think Belichick knew the Patriots didn't want him. I mean, Robert Kraft said, you know, when he talked about what they're looking for in a new coach, he talked about how, look, I'm not happy with the way things have been going right now. And I want a coach who's going to win and get us to the playoffs. Like, so clearly they were disappointed in Belichick's performance. But Rob, I think that they clearly made – Rob isn't here. Rob, you on the show tonight? You doing the show with me tonight, man?
I'm good. I'm listening to you. I hear you.
I see you ain't even here.
No, but I can hear you.
But I need you to talk. We having a conversation. I know. A discussion.
Chris, there's many times we've started the show and you weren't.
We ain't just started. I'm in the middle of a discussion.
I'm listening to you. Just go ahead.
I need you to be here for the entire segment. Can we do that?
No, you can't. I'm here.
You can't be here for the entire segment?
I'm here. Can you go on with
it? Can you be here for the entire segment?
I'm sitting here. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Talk. The floor is yours.
No. How's that?
You can't be here. That's your answer? You can't be here for the entire segment?
Chris, go make your point, and I'll go after you.
We are a team.
Okay, make your point. You're wasting time.
I can do it solo. No, I'm not wasting time.
You're wasting time.
I can do it solo. If you want me to do it solo tonight, just say it and go ahead, and I will.
What's your point?
But I can't be talking and expecting, like, to get a response, throwing out a question, and you're not even sitting down.
I can hear you, though.
Yeah, but it takes you, it's dead air, and I got to wait for you to get to the mic.
I'm listening on speaker. Go ahead.
Look, seriously, if you're going to do the show tonight, you need to be here. If you don't want to do it, just step off. It's all good. I can do it by myself. Now he's turning off his video, so I can't see.
I can hear you. Go ahead and talk.
I don't need you to hear me. I need you to be sitting in front of your microphone.
I can hear you.
So when I ask you a question, you can respond.
I hear you. Go ahead.
I mean, my goodness. If we're doing the show together, let's do the show together. And I mean, how childish. You actually turned off your Zoom.
I didn't.
That is straight childish, man.
The camera went off. There's a problem.
Nah, don't. Come on, man. Now you're just going to be up here telling lies like you're 8 years old.
The camera just is there's a
glitch. I saw you raise your hand and turn the camera.
No, you did not. I was going for the volume. That was, I hit the volume button.
You trying to give me content to roast you with? I mean, come on, man. Real talk. Let's be big boys. Let's be big boys. And for the 7-8 minute segment, the 10 minute segment,
well,
can you sit in the chair and be in front of the mic?
Can we go on? Move forward is all I'm asking you.
You don't even know what we're talking about.
I do. You're talking
about. What are we talking about?
You're talking about Bill Belichick. He parted ways. I was listening. Just go ahead.
I think it was the right move of the Patriots to part ways with him. Do you?
I guess if they felt like going forward, they couldn't control or couldn't get him to change. Again, 24 years is a long time for anybody. And I think that they probably felt like they weren't going to be able to teach an old dog new tricks. He had too much power. Everybody in the building he hired or he put on. So their allegiance is to Bill Belichick. So maybe they just felt like, we can never move completely, you know, forward if he's still around. You know what I mean? Because everybody there is a Bill Belichick guy. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And the only way that you get clean and start fresh is you have to, what they say, cut the head off, you know what I mean, and start with everybody. They have to clean that entire building. When you've been around for 24 years, everybody there is a Bill Belichick guy. Just did.
Well, they're saying it looks like Gerard Mayo, who played for Bill Belichick and is the linebackers coach this year and has been under Belichick on the coaching staff, it looks like he might get the job. And I said the other day when there's talk about Mike Vrabel, who also is in the running that I do think, like you said, they need to cut ties. But I'll be honest, the more I look into Jerod Mayo, who we know won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, was a leader on that team and several other teams with New England, made a couple of Pro Bowls. That guy is impressive. Now, I know it doesn't mean he's going to be a great head coach. But, I mean, in terms of his, like, you know, he was a leader with that team. Even as a rookie, he went to Belichick and talked about how the veterans were a little worn down during the week. And he might want to, you know, give them a light practice here or there. And Belichick would do it sometimes. Like, that's a rookie. And so this guy's a leader. He worked in corporate America for a minute after he retired before he went into coaching. And Rob, last year Carolina wanted to interview him. And the Patriots, you know, to deter that, they went ahead and paid Mayo a lot more money to stay there. So it seems to me like they may think they've got their guy in him. And like I said, I don't know that he could be a D'Amico Ryans. They're both linebackers, though. Similar type careers, although, of course, like I said, he won a Super Bowl. But he could, you know, I think he could be a good pick because, again, looking into him, he seems like he would take a lot of the good that he learned from Belichick and, you know, but add on some other stuff. And,
or,
you know.
Yeah. Or
and I get it. Their tree is bad.
He could just be a stopgap. I mean, it could be two things, and not that they don't like him.
You mean on purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a good team, Chris.
No, they don't.
All I'm saying is he don't have C.J. Stroud. I'll tell you that. Right. So you could go there and be like, oh, they like you, and you're a leader when you played. You don't have a quarterback. Your team is not that good talent wise. And they could give you that job for a couple of years, Chris, and then bring the guy they really want. I'm not saying that they don't have any respect for him, but I'm just saying I don't see that as in that division with the Dolphins, with the Bills, and Aaron Rodgers back with the Jets. I don't see where the Patriots are. I don't.
No, the team is not good. I don't think they were going to get any better under Belichick. And so that's a good point. I mean, maybe it's not a great job for him to take. He might because it's one of 32. He's young, but obviously he will get interest.
It's hard to turn it down. I'm not telling the guy to turn the job down. That's when you already have a job, Chris, and you can look at that and say, that's not a good spot for me. But for a guy looking for his first opportunity, you must be crazy. There's 32 jobs in the entire United States of America and $330 million, and you turn the job down? Nah, I don't see
it. Nah, I feel you on that. All right. It is the Odd Couple. We're going to get your reaction. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think the Patriots did the right thing by moving on from Bill Belichick?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Greg in Long Beach, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, man? Thanks. I listen to you guys all the time, man.
I
think it was probably time for them to let go because even when Bill Belichick wanted Tom Brady out of there, that was just like how Chicago GM wanted Jordan out of there. That was like, for what?
You don't think that you think they should have kept Belichick?
I would say they should let him go because of the move that he didn't make, letting go of Tom Brady. That was like the dumbest thing I think that you could have done as far as running out someone that's I think is a goat as far as quarterback goes, and I don't think they're gonna win anything after that. We obviously see that. He hasn't won without Tom Brady. And I just don't think he's gonna continue to win.
Yeah, well, he's not going to win in New England, or I don't think he was going to win in New England. And we'll get into the next hour, like, where we think maybe he should go because, you know, there could be some good opportunities out there for him. And I think it needs to be, like, a specific type of place that he goes at this stage of his career.
David in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing? I think it was good they got rid of him. He got too much power, and they can't get anything done. But, Brew, I wanted to ask you something you said earlier today. You said that he'd be good with Buffalo. There is no way he would play with Josh Allen, because Josh Allen is a turnover machine, and he wouldn't have it.
I recognize that would be something that would drive Belichick crazy. And so but I think maybe they go in there and they can help Josh improve in that department. That's the thing. But I feel you on that. There's no doubt that, you know, he's never had that type of quarterback. That's for sure.
Yeah, too many turnovers. I mean, that's the thing that probably would drive him crazy, and it'll be interesting. Yeah, and I don't see Buffalo. I really think that, you know, depending on the Jim Harbaugh thing and the Chargers, I mean, we'll talk about that. But he'll have some suitors, because people are always looking to upgrade, and there are a lot of guys in the league where you would say, you know, this guy's good. Bill didn't have his cupboard was bare, whatever. This guy's done a great job with defenses. Maybe you have a team that has a defense that needs to improve, Chris, and you already have a quarterback. It's called like the Chargers. You got playmakers on defense, and you got a quarterback. I mean, that's add coach, add water, add Bengay and stir, and you got Bill Belichick.
You're around the Chargers. You've been around the Chargers a lot. Do you like Belichick there?
I'm just saying, like, if they really wanted to do something in, you know, remember, they don't have a real fan base here in Los Angeles.
He would bring one.
Like, there's a lot of stuff. And I get it. He's curmudgeon. It's easy to throw stones at him now. He's 72. He's wounded. There's blood in the water because he hasn't won like he used to. So I get all that. But I do think that he could have a second act. And what he brings to the table to me is the part, the defensive part is the part that if I'm the Chargers, I would be interested in. You know what I mean, Chris?
That's the part absolutely.
That I would be interested in. All right, we got Sean. Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
My uncle from another mother, my brother's mind boy. Happy birthday, Rob. Reporting live from Singapore, a little pit stop to the Philippines.
I was going to say, where are you? I was going to say that. Where are you?
We're in Singapore right now, man, in the beautiful, illustrious Bay Gardens by the sea, man. It's beautiful, Rob. I'm trying to be like you, man. I'm trying to see the world before we stop by the Philippines.
Very
and,
nice.
And, man.
Singapore, Chris, is the cleanest internet. Place on earth.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, man. It's like Hawaii without, you know, a little bit of the riffraff that they got out there. But I got to say, man, y'all were burning up the internet yesterday with Stephen A. He was dropping names. Goodness gracious. But with the topic at hand, man, I say not only is it right for them to get rid of Belichick, but I don't even know why they're carrying on with Gerard Mayo. I get it. They want to keep the Patriot way going, but they need a fresh start. They should be hunting for Jim Harbaugh. They should be hunting for other names outside of these guys right now, man.
But I say this, Sean, it's not an attractive job if you're Jim Harbaugh.
No,
let's be honest.
Without
a quarterback, without a quarterback, without a first pick or top pick, Chris, like it's just like you're going there to do what? And I'm replacing a legend who won 6 Super Bowls? Is that – I don't think I'm Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going there if I'm Jim Harbaugh. I mean, all the choices he's going to have, absolutely no way. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Steve DeSager's here with the update. Steve. Oh, what'd you say? Didn't you just say the update in my ear? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
The Odd Couple is large down low.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker on a TV theme song Thursday. And the quickly, the big game between the Bucks and the Celtics has turned into a big rout. Rob, at halftime, Milwaukee's up 75-38.
How many games have we seen like that, Chris? And I know you talk about it, the threes.
Yeah.
But this year, more than ever, there's a lot of 70-35 games.
Here's an example of what we talked about with the three-pointers. Milwaukee's 11 of 22 from three.
50%.
Boston's 1 of 16.
Oh, there you go.
That's your game, right? That's it? That's the difference. Damian Lillard playing well, 17 points. And Giannis, 18 points at the half. Now, Boston, I believe they played last night. Yeah, was it last night against the Timberwolves? I think they're on a back-to-back. I'm pretty sure that game was last night. So, yeah, that was an emotional game. Jason Tatum, you know, was really great at the end. And so, it was last night, Rob. So, you know, they're probably a little worn down. And I don't think the Bucks
16, my God.
Night. Yeah. I mean, their legs are a bit tired. And after that game, yeah, and the Bucks did not play last night. They had a bit of a rest. So, anyway, there's that. But Shop Talk is now.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on The Odd Couple, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us courtesy of the Golden Globes. I don't know if you know
the
this.
The Golden Girls, what? What time? What
yes,
channel is
the
that
Golden
on?
Girls. The Golden Globes.
Rob,
took
you probably
place.
Got it on right now.
It's in the background somewhere.
TV Land.
They get seven ratings a week, and Rob Parker's responsible for three of them.
Exactly.
But any event, the Golden Globes were this week, and you know, much of the big fallout from the event was not about the awards and who won and who lost and what people wore and that kind of stuff. It was about the host, comedian Joe Coy, who apparently bombed. I'm going to play a clip for you just to illustrate how badly things went for the comedian.
The key moment in Barbie is when she goes from perfect beauty to bad breath, cellulite, and flat feet. Or what casting directors call character actor. Some I wrote, some other people wrote. Robert De Niro's here. Yo, I got the gig 10 days ago. You want a perfect monologue? Yo, shut up. You're kidding me, right? Slow down. I wrote some of these, and they're the ones you're laughing at. Look.
I mean, that sounds okay. I've heard worse. I mean,
yeah, that was one of the highlights. It was just that it had been building to that point for so long that he finally said, hey, I only got this job
it was right.
10
it was
days right. ago, and now you're, you know, that these are the ones you're laughing
at.
You
want a perfect monologue. Right.
So I got something quickly before you get to it, because I went to a Rob, and I'm not going to name the comedian.
just to be kind. But he's famous. He's not like he was hotter, you know, maybe 15 years ago.
Sinbad,
but he is
still
famous. No, he's not Sinbad.
Okay, go ahead.
But he's black and he's, you know, pretty known as a good comedian. Not Cedric the Entertainer or Cat Williams or anybody on that level, but he's still, he might be on Cat Williams' level. I mean, I think Cat's a little, in my opinion, below him and all those guys. But Chris Rock and him. But anyway, we went, Rob, this summer on Martha's Vineyard. It was horrible. It was horrific. People were walking out. It was by far the worst show I've ever
seen. People were walking out from a comedian. Wow.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible. I couldn't believe how bad it was. But anyway, yeah, sometimes comedians bomb. But go ahead, Rob.
Well, in that line of thinking, here's the question. Is the Golden Globes or the Oscars or the Grammys or any one of these award shows, is it still worth it as a comedian? Is the risk worth the reward? Like, do you get the benefit that you used to get back in the 90s and early 2000s?
No, you got to jump on that. That guy there, I didn't know who that was. So an opportunity to be in front of a massive audience and Hollywood muckety-mucks, right? Like, somebody might think you're funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would agree with Rob. Like, you just got to be good. I mean, that's the thing.
Because, Rob G, if you
just got to be good.
You don't take that job. What if there's somebody looking for a certain kind of actor, you know, for their movie? You know what I mean? Like
it could blow you up
in front of people. No? Rob G,
I've never seen anyone blow up from hosting the
Really? I mean, I don't watch. I'm not really into war shows like that.
The gold standard is like Billy Crystal. He's considered the guy that is the best at hosting.
But Rob G,
he was famous
long before he hosted.
You want
any
him
of these.
Not to take a paycheck? Is that
no?
What
I mean, take the paycheck, but I'm just saying it's. I think that in today's climate, where people are not watching the award shows like they used to, and social media is as popular as it is, you're more likely to get panned than you are to be given credit. Nobody's going to talk about if you do a
great job. What if you're really good?
I don't think there's been anyone who's been that good recently that you would say that they're picked up from that. They were already popular. Like Trevor Noah was already popular.
One of the best I remember was Jamie Foxx during the ESPYs back in like the 2000 aughts. Like, I can't remember what year, but he was hilarious. Obviously, he was big, obviously, at that
point. Right, he was already from...
Yeah,
from,
he was huge. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm not into the Golden Globe Awards. But Rob, I would say, like Rob said, he never heard of this guy. I never heard of him either. Joe Coy, is that his name?
Rob G, did you know him before this? Did you know who Joe Coy is?
Yeah. He's a really popular comic. He sells out arenas
good?
And stuff. Yeah,
really?
He's really good.
Wow, okay, so then that's weird.
So what... Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I only watched that monologue because of what people were saying.
So how was
so you watched
was
the
just
the,
off
the,
that
the
night?
Was
there was a lot of these jokes were flying really flat. His comedy does not really apply to that audience.
That crowd?
Well, that's where you probably need to know, okay, this is not my type of audience. They're not going to really get me. Or you need to adjust to the audience. You know, but I feel you on that. I mean, I get that you can get a lot of criticism, but I think the upside is huge if you do well. For people that are into the Golden Globes or that watch those shows,
right?
You know, I think you could really blow up if you do well.
Or have an opportunity, and obviously Rob G already knows him. So, Alex, do you know who this guy is, Joe?
No, never heard of him. I will say this, though. I think a little different than you guys. I don't think there really is a benefit to do these anymore as a comedian. Because if you think about it, you're in front of a lot
other
of...
Other than a paycheck, you mean?
Well, I mean, he's selling out arenas. Does he really need the paycheck? If you think about it?
I don't know.
I'm just saying from like a general standpoint, it seems like more of an L than a W if you really think about it. He's in front of a lot of high-class people, wealthy people, actors, method. It's just, it's a different type of stigma than people going out of their way to pay because they enjoy your stuff. You know, like it's just, I don't see a benefit in today's era to do that.
Mm. All right. That's interesting.
You guys turning down money. Amazing.
Rob would do it.
I'm doing it, right? Even if they kill
it's
me,
it's the
I'm
odd couple.
It.
We got 1 hour left. Tyshirt's Tower as well. Keep it locked.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.